Next, the express elevator of pop success takes James Taylor from the coffee house to the penthouse. I'm Redbeard, in the studio with James Taylor.
Hi, this is James Taylor. I'm in the studio with Redbeard.
Thanks, James.
Well, I can't help it if I don't feel so good. Said I can't help it if I don't feel so good. If I had my way, I'd be sitting on top of the world. But I can't help it if I don't feel so good. When the anger comes in and there's no place for a man to hide. When the anger comes in and there's no place for a man to hide. Would it do anything in the world to make him feel better inside? Sit back here, gonna watch the cloud roll by. I'm gonna sit back here, I'm gonna watch this cloud roll by. The next time that you see me, I should be shining like the 4th of July. I'm gonna sit back here, gonna watch this cloud roll by.
Hey, this is James Taylor in the studio with the Gorilla album.
And I'm Redbeard. James Taylor released yet another album called Walking Man in 1974, and though he tried a wholesale change of supporting musicians and a producer, the creative well of songwriting was running low because of the torrid pace of basically an album a year for 5 straight years in a row. After heavy touring in the early 70s, James Taylor retreated from the stage after announcing to a New York City Radio City Music Hall packed crowd in November 1972 that he had just married Carly Simon, who scored back-to-back hits of her own with Anticipation and You're So Vain. The James Taylor-Carly Simon marriage was headline material on the front pages of the celeb magazines, gossip columns, and tabloids for years. After Taylor and Simon had a big hit duetting on the novelty song Mockingbird in 1974, James went on a month-long tour, which seemed to reinvigorate him for recording. It resulted in 1975's Gorilla album, which has turned out to be one of his most enduring works.
Yes, I think in a way this is my favorite. There are certainly other songs that I on other albums that I sure love, but and more recent things that I feel very proud of. But this was a good album, and it felt very concise. I had really always admired Randy Newman and Ry Cooder's work, and I liked I wanted to work with Russ Teitelman and Lenny Waronker. They produced this album, Gorilla, and then In the Pocket, the next album down the line from this one. And it was very much sort of a Warner Brothers in-house thing. They were Warner Brothers employees, and we worked in the Warner Brothers studio. I rented a house in Los Angeles, and it was just a very sort of productive stretch, but productive in a very sort of routine way. You know, it was just things were they were it was very unconflicted, and it was not crossed up by a lot of different conflicting currents, you know, cross currents and stuff. It was really very straightforward.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Guess I'll have to go now.
Mexico, from the 1975 Gorilla album by James Taylor, which features some distinctive high background harmonies on the choruses, courtesy of David Crosby and Graham Nash. Recording this time in L.A., James Taylor had his first opportunity during a break to run for the border.
I had some friends that were down in Puerto Vallarta, and a friend of Carly's, someone who she'd worked with a lot, named Jake Brackman, was going to be headed down there. He and she were writing, and he was taking a spell down there. Carly had to go back to New York, and I went down to Mexico for about 3 days to take a breather. And you know, often it happens that you show up a new place, and if you've got a little time, there's a song waiting for you there. I mean, Mexico was just, it was there. You know, I went down there, I wrote the song while I was there, I came back and recorded it. It was a real gift. And you know, I had already sort of had my meteoric rise and then a bit of a letdown for a couple of albums, so I felt really as though things weren't beyond my control, nor were they sort of depressingly low down I felt in a comfortable position in terms of my work. You know, I had a solid audience and a good recording contract, and it just was and my domestic life seemed very strong, and you know, I remember it as being those who were, and to go out to Los Angeles to work with to have there be no sort of friction with the record company, because I was basically recording at the record company.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I needed the shelter. Understand my ups and downs. There you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved. So fine. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, seems I've been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. It's just like sugar sometimes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, now. How sweet it is to be loved by you. It's like jelly, baby.
Written by the Motown hit-making machine of Holland, Dozier Holland, and originally a hit for Marvin Gaye, James Taylor jumping down off the coffee house stool and headed straight for the dance floor with How Sweet It Is. Featuring the saxophone solo of David Sanborn, the song goes to number 5. Amazingly, though he came out of the folk music tradition, the key to James Taylor's long, successful pop career has been his ability to draw on a broad range of rhythm and blues, brill building, and soul classics, either as reference points for his own songwriting or as outright cover material, as music tastes have shifted over time. James Taylor feels he owes that to his late older brother Alex, and to his longtime musical partner Danny Korchmar.
My brother Alex, who's a blues singer, and my brother Alex turned me on to a lot of music, you know, and he was a great sort of teacher for me. But so was Danny, you know. Danny was really, he was listening to everything, and he was in it was that period of time where music in New York, you know, New York really was a center for it. He used to took me under his wing a little bit, took me up to the Apollo to listen to a multi-bill up there one day that just completely turned my head around. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen anything like this, you know. Billy Fatboy Stewart and Lee Dorsey, Gladys Knight and the Pips, James Brown was on that same bill. I couldn't believe Joe Tex was on that same bill. Unbelievable night. Lee Dorsey used to have that song called Ride Your Pony. You remember that? You know, there's a place in that song where he says, we're going to shoot. Shoot is sort of like he says, we're going to shoot. There's a rim shot. Shoot, bam, shoot, bam. Then there's a drum fill back into this screaming, really deeply grooved chorus. He had a big brass revolver inside of his coat with, you know, loaded with blanks, but a large caliber, loud gun. And during that, he would whip that out and point it at the audience and let it go. You know, people were sort of diving in the aisles and stuff, and reaching for their weapons. It was great.
Gosh almighty, baby, yes indeed, you supply the satisfied, and I'll supply the need. Now I can't help the way I feel, though I know just where it leads. You make it easy, yes you do, for a man to fall, for a man to fall. Now heaven knows I love my woman, you're just bound to fuss and fight, and I wind up on the barroom stool, buying drinks and keeping tight. You know that I've never done what's come in my mind tonight. You make it easy just to sit in there looking good, for a man to fall, for a man to fall. We'll only see tonight. So baby, won't you turn me down? Point me out the door. Well, I'll head home and sleep it off, just like every time before. You keep on looking good my way, I won't hold out. You make it easy, yeah. You sure do make it easy, baby, for a man to fall, for a man to fall. So easy, baby. No, 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 no. For a man to fall, for a man to fall, for another wise good man to fall. You don't have to make it so easy, baby. Another wise good man to fall. You don't have to make it so easy, baby. No, no. You don't have to make it so.
Hey, this is James Taylor in the studio with the Gorilla album.
And I'm Redbeard. The shy private world of James had been repopulated when Fire and Rain made him a pop star in 1970. His life had been invaded by the press when he married blue blood pop star Carly Simon in 1972. She's an heiress to the Simon & Schuster publishing world. So it was inevitable that their breakup at the beginning of the 1980s would not escape the glare of the media spotlight either. What the scandal sheets fail to realize is that these are real people going through private hardships that have nothing to do with the entertainment business. James Taylor first realized how intrusive public scrutiny can be when armchair psychiatrists would try to psychoanalyze him in college courses, from the lyrics to Fire and Rain.
People have, for a long time, asked me about that particular song and who it was about and what the particulars in my life, you know, they sort of want to pursue it farther into my life than the song already does, which is pretty far to start with. I mean, I don't mind doing it, talking about it, but, well, I can't say that I don't mind talking about it. I think that the song is as far as I want to go with it. It is a strange thing. You're entirely right to have a personal thing like this then represent you sort of in the marketplace, you know, and be that kind of product. Without getting too far into this, I think that there is, in our modern context, there is a place where a single person feels familiar and comfortable, and I think that's a relatively intimate place. And then there's the scale of national life, which is basically what happens on radio and TV and in a very large way. I get some of these ideas from a friend of mine named George Trow, who wrote a book about it. But there's the intimate context, and there's the context of 200 million people. It just so happens that now in our culture, there's less and less in the middle distance. You know, there's sort of, the middle distance used to be a place where a person expanded into and where you sort of built your life. You went out from your intimate context into the middle distance, your job, your family, your neighborhood. These things are sort of on the decline. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the mobility of our culture. Maybe it's the transitional times, or maybe it's just the existence of that larger scale thing that's making for a reorganization of the space in between it and where we are now. What I do, I believe, is I write a very personal statement, and I advance it into the middle distance. I put it out in front of me, a personal statement of sorts, and it is there for people to identify with or not as they wish.
Off the coast of Africa, bound for South America, a world away from here. Is a ship who sails the sea, is a man who's just like me, and I wish that I was there. I'm a lonely lighthouse, not a ship out in the night. I'm watching the sea. She's come halfway around the world to see the light and to stay away from me. There is a shipwreck lying at my feet, some weary refugee from the rolling deep. Ah, could you lose it all and fall for me? Couldn't we shine? I'm rolling all my golden moments into one. Like to shine like the sun one more summer day. Feel lost and lonely and don't know where to go, and you hear this song on the radio, or even if you're feeling healthy and strong, you might like to sing along. But just because I might be standing here, that don't mean I won't be wrong this time. You could follow me. Couldn't we shine, rolling all my golden moments into one, like to shine like the sun for one more summer day, like to shine like a lighthouse, like in one last summer night, flashing on, flashing, fading away. Off the coast of Africa, bound for South America, world away from here.
is a ship who sails the sea. Is a man who's just like me, and I wish that I was there.